Alleluia, Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Welcome to Moments of Meditation. Thank you for tuning in this morning. I'm Glenn Kleppe, pastor of Zion Lutheran Church at 410 Main Street South in Pine City. Our number is 320-629-3683, and our email is zionpinecity@gmail.com. Our website is zionpinecity.org. We have worship at 8 o'clock Sunday morning and 7 o'clock Wednesday evening, year-round. I'm also the pastor of Living Branch Lutheran Church at 6486 Elm Street in North Branch. Their phone number is 651-674-5576. Worship in North Branch is at 10 o'clock Sunday morning. Both churches are members of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, which means that they are traditional, Lutheran, liturgical, and sacramental. Most importantly, they're biblical. We have a number of video recorded worship service on a YouTube channel named Glenn Kleppe. You can find it through the church's websites. Today is the third Sunday in the season of Easter, and we begin our worship with an invocation. Alleluia, Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. In the name of God the Father, for God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. In the name of Jesus, the risen Christ, this is what is written, the Christ will suffer and rise from the dead on the third day, and repentance and forgiveness of sins will be preached in his name to all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. In the name of the Holy Spirit, Jesus said, you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Alleluia. Amen. Jesus Christ was the first to conquer death, the ruler of all the kings of the earth. He loves us, and by his blood he has set us free from our sins. Let us therefore approach the throne of grace with boldness, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Most merciful God, we confess to you that we are dead in our trespasses and sins. We have acted as if you are not present in our lives. So often we have failed to be faithful witnesses. In your great mercy, deliver us from the death we deserve for the sake of Jesus Christ. Amen. Please take a moment to confess your own sins before God. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. By his great mercy, he's given us a new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus from the dead. If the Spirit of God who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, then the one who raised Christ from death will also give life to your mortal bodies. In the mercy of Almighty God, Jesus Christ was given to die for you, and for his sake, God forgives you all your sins. To those who believe in Jesus Christ, he gives the power to become the children of God and bestows on them the Holy Spirit. May the Lord, who has begun this good work in us, bring it to completion in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. He who calls you is faithful, and he will do it. Amen. In peace, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For the Church of Jesus Christ, and for all who offer to him their worship and praise this morning, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. Help, save, comfort and defend us, gracious Lord. Amen. Grace and peace to you from him who is, who was, and who is to come. From our Lord Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, the firstborn of the dead, and the ruler of the kings of the earth. To him who loves us and has freed us from our sins by his blood, and has made us a kingdom and priests to serve God the Father, to him be glory and power forever and ever. Amen. The uncountable multitude of nations and peoples stand before the Lamb upon his throne and cry out with a loud voice, "Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb." And all the angels around the throne worship him, saying, "Blessing and honor, glory and thanksgiving, power and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen." And all the creatures of the earth shout, "Amen." And all the saints and angels shout, "Amen." And the people of the Lamb shout, "Amen. Alleluia, Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia." Let us pray. O God, through the humiliation of your Son, you raised up the fallen world. Grant to your faithful people, rescued from the peril of everlasting death, perpetual gladness and eternal joy. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The first reading for the third Sunday of Easter is from the book of Acts, chapter 3, verses 11 through 21, where Peter and John have healed a lame man. While he clung to Peter and John, all the people, utterly astounded, ran together to them in the portico called Solomon's. And when Peter saw it, he addressed the people, "Men of Israel, why do you wonder at this? Or why do you stare at us as though by our own power or piety we have made him walk? The God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, the God of our fathers, glorified his servant Jesus, whom you delivered over and denied in the presence of Pilate when he had decided to release him. But you denied the Holy and Righteous One and asked for a murderer to be granted to you. And you killed the author of life, whom God raised from the dead. To this we are witnesses, and his name, by faith in his name, has made this man strong, whom you see and know. And the faith that is through Jesus has given the man this perfect health in the presence of you all. And now, brothers, I know that you acted in ignorance, as did also your rulers. But when God foretold by the mouth of all the prophets that his Christ would suffer, he thus fulfilled. Repent, therefore, and turn again, that your sins may be blotted out, that times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord, and that he may send the Christ appointed for you, Jesus, whom heaven must receive until the time for restoring all the things about which God spoke by the mouth of the holy prophets long ago." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Psalm 4. Answer me when I call, O God of my righteousness. You have given me relief when I was in distress. Be gracious to me and hear my prayer. O men, how long shall my honor be turned into shame? How long will you love vain words and seek after lies? But know that the Lord has set apart the godly for himself. The Lord hears when I call to him. Be angry and do not sin. Ponder in your own hearts on your beds and be silent. Offer right sacrifices and put your trust in the Lord. There are many who say, "Who will show us some good?" Lift up your face, lift up the light of your face upon us, O Lord. You have put more joy in my heart than they have when their grain and wine abound. In peace I will both lie down and sleep, for you alone, O Lord, make me dwell in safety. Our epistle lesson from 1 John chapter 3, verses 1 through 7. The Apostle John writes, "See what kind of love the Father has given to us, that we should be called children of God, and so we are. The reason why the world does not know us is that it did not know him. Beloved, we are God's children now, and what we will be has not yet appeared. But we know that when he appears, we shall be like him, because we shall see him as he is. And everyone who thus hopes in him purifies himself as he is pure. Everyone who makes a practice of sinning also practices lawlessness. Sin is lawlessness. You know that he appeared to take away sins, and in him there is no sin. No one who abides in him keeps on sinning, and no one who keeps on sinning has either seen him or known him. Little children, let no one deceive you. Whoever practices righteousness is righteous, as he is righteous. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 24th chapter, verses 36 through 49. As the disciples were talking about these things, Jesus himself stood among them and said to them, "Peace to you." But they were startled and frightened, and thought they saw a spirit. And he said to them, "Why are you troubled, and why do doubts arise in your hearts? See my hands and my feet. It is I myself. Touch me and see, for a spirit does not have flesh and bones, as you see that I have." And when he had said this, he showed them his hands and his feet. And while they still disbelieved for joy and were marveling, he said to them, "Have you anything here to eat?" They gave him a piece of broiled fish, and he took it and ate it before them. Then he said to them, "These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses and the prophets and the Psalms must be fulfilled." Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures and said to them, "Thus it is written that the Christ should suffer and on the third day rise from the dead, and that repentance and forgiveness of sins should be proclaimed in his name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things. And behold, I am sending the promise of my Father upon you. But stay in the city until you are clothed with power from on high." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The text for our consideration this morning is our gospel lesson from Luke chapter 24, where Jesus appears to his disciples after his resurrection and wants to prove to them that it is indeed him. You know, quite a while ago, there was an interesting movie. It was one of those where it mixes live people with cartoon characters. And it was about Casper, the friendly ghost, if you remember him. He was on TV when I was a kid. And in that movie, there's a scene where the ghosts sit down at a table and eat. And it's kind of funny because as they eat, they're eating very fast. They're shoveling the food in. And as the camera pans back, you can see that the food's going right through them and falling onto the floor. Apparently, ghosts don't really need to eat and can't really eat in any meaningful way, at least according to that movie. I'm not really an expert on ghosts. But it leads to the question, what about in heaven? At the end of our communion service, sometimes I use the following prayer. "Gracious God, our Heavenly Father, you've given us a foretaste of the feast to come in the Holy Supper of your Son's body and blood. Keep us firm in the true faith throughout our days of pilgrimage, that on the day of his coming we may, together with all your saints, celebrate the marriage feast of the Lamb in his kingdom, which has no end." That sounds like we can eat in heaven. And that image of a wedding feast is a common image of heaven in Holy Scripture. Sometimes heaven is pictured as floating around on clouds, but actually the Bible describes streets and trees and mansions and walls and gates. It sounds pretty solid, pretty physical, not a cloud. What is heaven like? What are our bodies like after we are raised from the dead? Of course, heaven is the home of God, so we need to take a look at what is God like. The Bible in John 4 says that God is spirit, but of course, we know that at least during his earthly ministry, Jesus was flesh. He was human. Is Jesus God? Is he human? In today's gospel lesson, the disciples seem to be a bit confused when they see Jesus. They had heard that he had risen from the dead, but when they saw him, they thought they were seeing a ghost. Jesus wanted to prove himself to be human, so he was showing them his hands and his side, where he had been wounded, and asked for something to eat. Was Jesus at this point human or divine? Of course, we know that the answer to that is that he was both. Jesus was fully human. His mother Mary, as near as we know, carried him all the way to full term, gave birth to him in the usual way. He lived in a human family. He worked with his hands. He ate and drank. He walked around. He got tired. He slept. Sometimes we like to focus on things like his miracles and his resurrection, but Jesus was fully human. The Savior had to be human, because the Savior had to be subject to the law so that he could keep it perfectly. Mostly, the Savior had to be human because he came to die, and humans die. Largely, Jesus came to take the sins of the world on himself and to die with those sins. The wages of sin is death, and he came to pay the wage. He didn't come to excuse sin or look the other way or pat us on the back and say, well, that's all okay. No, he came to pay for our sins. He came to forgive our sins. He came to set everything right. To do that, he had to die and take the punishment we deserve. Actually, Jesus came to defeat sin, death, and the devil. And to do that, he had to be God. No human being can defeat sin. You may try sometime in your life, but it doesn't work. No human being can defeat death. Another thing you might try, but it won't work. No human being can defeat the devil, but God can. Jesus, as God himself, could overcome the temptations of the devil without sinning. He was able to remain perfect. So when he died, he wasn't paying for his own sins. He's paying for ours. He had no sin to pay for. But because he was the limitless Son of God, he could pay for all sins, for all time. Human beings are unable to defeat sin, but Jesus could because he's God. Human beings can't defeat death. As much as we try, death catches up to everyone. As Americans, we put millions and even billions of dollars into staying healthy and finding cures and developing new treatments. But the fact is, we all still die. We are unable to defeat death. But God cannot be defeated by death. Jesus couldn't remain dead. The grave could not hold him. So on the third day he rose and won victory even over death itself. Even his disciples didn't expect that. They were bewildered and confused. They didn't know what to think because they'd never seen someone defeat death. But Jesus could. And he did. So whatever sins you have committed, Jesus paid for them. He is God. He could pay for them all. And even though we all die, because of Jesus' resurrection, we will all rise. No matter how hard the devil tries to keep us from God, he's been defeated. Sin is defeated. Death is defeated. We have the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Sin, death, and the devil were defeated by Jesus, God made flesh, the Savior with two natures, totally human, totally God. When you see Jesus in heaven, he will be at the right hand of the Father. He will be judging on his throne. He will be God of everything. But when you see him in heaven, he'll also be human. He will have flesh and bones like we do, and he'll still have the wounds that prove that he is our Savior. Our wounds will be gone. Our bodies will be perfected. No more cuts or bruises. No more scars. The wounds of Jesus will be the only wounds in heaven because they are the ones that matter. They're the ones that saved us from our own sin and from death and the devil. His body is perfect with the nail holes and the spear wound in his side. When you read these accounts of the resurrection of Jesus, don't think less of the disciples. We probably would have been pretty confused on that first Easter as well. Fortunately, we have the benefit of looking back on it through Holy Scripture. We know that Jesus is real and that he is both God and human. We know that heaven is a place for humans. No floating around, walking on streets of gold, and eating a great wedding feast. And for all of eternity, we'll be as perfect as our Savior is. Amen. We confess our faith with the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. In our prayers this morning, I will end the petitions with, Lord, in your mercy, and you can reply, hear our prayer. Let us pray for the whole Church of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. Lord God, in your presence we find fullness of joy, and by your right hand, Christ Jesus, you win and deliver peace forevermore. In the midst of this world's sins and sorrows, give us peace in the knowledge of his salvation and the confident hope in the resurrection of the dead. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Heavenly Father, by the incarnation of your Son and the reconciliation of his cross, you have made us your children and gathered us into your holy church. Sustain the preaching of your holy word and its message of repentance for the forgiveness of sins in Jesus' name among us and all the nations of the world. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Give peace, Lord, to our homes and enliven them by Christ's resurrected life. Let the forgiveness of sins reign among husbands and wives, parents and children. Assure those who live alone that they too are your children, upheld by your right hand. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Almighty God, preserve our nation and its leaders, especially our president, our governor, Congress, and our legislature, our courts, police, and fire. Preserve order and decency in this fallen world by their hands, and restrain the sins and deceptions of the lawless, that we may practice righteousness while awaiting the eternal peace promised in Christ's wounds alone. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. God of all comfort, you have compassion on those who are afflicted. Remember and have mercy on those who are ill or injured or facing surgery or recovering from surgery, those who have received a prognosis that doesn't look good, and those that are struggling with any kind of difficulty. We name them now. May your presence be with all those in need of your healing and deliverance. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, by your Son's crucifixion, all sins have been blotted out. Send us your forgiveness, that we would look to the cross of Jesus and know the eternal life that we have in him. Lead us to repentance for the forgiveness of our sins. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Into your hands, O Lord, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. All praise to you, dear Father in heaven, for you have opened up to us the way of eternal life in the resurrection of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. We give you thanks for all those who have gone before us in the faith and now rest from their labors. Keep us in that same faith, and embolden us by your resurrection to be fearless in the face of disease, chaos, loneliness, and every sorrow of this world. Give us a solemn expectation to cheer us. Our Redeemer lives, and we too shall be resurrected and glorified to live with him in his eternal kingdom. Through the same Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Alleluia, Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance on you and give you his peace. Amen. This has been Moments of Meditation. Thank you for joining me this morning. I'm Glenn Kleppe, pastor of Zion Lutheran Church at 410 Main Street South in Pine City. Our email address is zionpinecity@gmail.com, and our website is zionpinecity.org. We have an access through our website to a large number of video recorded services that are on a YouTube channel named Glenn Kleppe. You can look those up, and if you need to see a worship service because you can't make it to your house of worship, please feel free to take a look at one of those. I'm also the pastor at Living Branch Lutheran Church at 6486 Elm Street in North Branch. Their website is livingbranch.org. Zion in Pine City has worship at 8 o'clock Sunday morning and 7 o'clock Wednesday evening. Living Branch has worship on Sunday morning at 10 o'clock. May the Lord grant you a blessed week.